Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, February 8th, 2025.
Seat faces job cuts amid EU tariffs. Volkswagen Seat, a Spanish subsidiary, is bracing for possible layoffs as high tariffs from the European Union threaten its future. CEO Wayne Griffiths warns that around 1,500 workers could lose their jobs if the EU doesn't reconsider its current tariff structure. Since October 2024, a hefty 20.7% tariff has been imposed on all electric vehicles made in China, adding to an existing 10% tax on the Cupra Tavascan, produced in Anhui, China. This financial strain has led to missed targets and expected losses in the hundreds of millions of euros by 2025. With the Cupra Tavascan price between 50,000 euros and 60,000 euros, these tariffs are a heavy burden on profitability. Griffiths emphasizes the urgency of finding a solution by March 2025, as lengthy legal battles could jeopardize the company's future. Seat executives are actively negotiating with EU officials about the Tavascan and its tariffs. Meanwhile, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has reached out to European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen to address the looming job losses in the automotive sector. The outcome of these discussions will significantly impact Seat and the entire European automotive market, which is already facing challenges from competitors like Tesla, BMW, and Mercedes-Benz. What does this mean for the future of electric vehicles in Europe?
UK government orders Apple to create data access loophole. On February 7, 2025, the UK government ordered Apple Incorporated to create a loophole for accessing secured user data in the cloud. This directive, issued by the Home Secretary, aims to enhance government monitoring and retrieve information from Apple users worldwide. The UK is sharpening its focus on digital privacy and security, especially concerning major tech firms like Apple and Google. An investigation launched in January 2025 is examining these companies' smartphone systems and app stores, raising concerns about user confidentiality versus national security. Apple, known for its commitment to user privacy, has resisted government requests that could compromise this promise. The clash between the UK government and Apple raises important questions about user trust and the future of digital security. If Apple complies, it may face public outcry, influencing the privacy policies of other tech companies. This situation highlights the ongoing debate between privacy and security in our digital world. What does this mean for your personal data?
Japan's GPIF reports strong investment gains. Japan's Government Pension Investment Fund, or GPIF, has announced an impressive investment gain of 10.7 trillion yen, roughly 70.6 billion US dollars, for the last quarter of 2024. This marks a strong recovery from a loss of 9.13 trillion yen in the previous quarter. Managing total assets of 258.7 trillion yen, the GPIF achieved a notable investment return of 4.31%, a significant turnaround from the negative 3.57% return before. The fund's success is attributed to robust corporate earnings and positive economic outlooks in the United States. During this time, the Nikkei stock average rose by 3.2%, while the S&P 500 increased by 3%. The GPIF invests about a quarter of its assets in both domestic and international stocks and bonds. In January 2025, Japan's finance ministry announced plans for the GPIF to directly participate in government bond auctions, which will enhance its portfolio management. Despite some losses in its Japanese bond portfolio, the PIF's foreign investments saw gains of 4.12% in bonds and 8.96% in stocks. This report highlights the PIF's resilience and its vital role in Japan's economy.
Sweden's response to mass shooting. Sweden's right-wing government is tightening gun laws following a tragic mass shooting in Örebro that left 10 people dead, including several Christians fleeing persecution in Syria. The shooter, Rickard Andersson, used licensed rifles before taking his own life. In response, the government plans to simplify the process for checking who can own a gun and restrict access to certain firearms, like the AR-15, which has been involved in many mass shootings in the U.S. Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson, emphasized the importance of responsible gun ownership. This incident has ignited a national discussion about public safety, particularly in schools. With around 2.3 million guns owned by civilians in Sweden, the government is also considering adding surveillance cameras in schools to boost security. What will these changes mean for the future of gun control in Sweden?
RBI takes action against digital fraud. The Reserve Bank of India, under Governor Sanjay Malhotra, is tackling the alarming rise in digital fraud. With more people using digital payments, the risks of scams and hacking are increasing. To combat this, the RBI is launching secure internet domain names, bank.in for banks and fin.in for non-bank entities, to help establish a trustworthy online presence. The Institute for Development and Research in Banking Technology will manage these registrations starting in April 2025. As digital fraud threatens consumers, these proactive measures aim to protect sensitive information and ensure safe transactions. India's rapid shift to digital payments has made it a target for cybercriminals, highlighting the urgent need for strong cybersecurity. The RBI's commitment reflects its dedication to safeguarding the financial interests of all Indian citizens and businesses.
MediaTek CEO discusses U.S. tariffs and semiconductor industry. Rick Tsai, the CEO of MediaTek, recently spoke about concerns over potential tariffs the United States might impose on imported chips. In a business update, he explained that MediaTek, a leading semiconductor company in Taiwan, is assessing how these tariffs could impact them. While the future remains uncertain, Tsai is hopeful that the effects in 2025 will be manageable. He emphasized Taiwan's vital role in the semiconductor industry, alongside companies like TSMC. This tariff discussion is part of a broader strategy from former U.S. President Donald Trump, who has raised issues about Taiwan's position in the market. The tech sector is also facing tough competition from Chinese startups like DeepSeek AI, which are offering affordable alternatives. Despite these challenges, Tsai remains positive about the future of artificial intelligence and its accessibility. MediaTek's shares have surged by 7.8% this year, outperforming the broader market's 1.9% gain, showcasing their resilience. As the situation unfolds, everyone in the tech industry must stay alert and adaptable.
Trump administration's decision on FBI agents' names. The Trump administration has decided not to reveal the names of FBI agents involved in the January 6th investigation, following a federal judge's ruling that protects their identities until at least late March 2025. This move comes after two groups of FBI agents raised safety concerns through lawsuits. The January 6th attack on the United States Capitol led to nearly 1,600 criminal cases, raising serious questions about the FBI's independence and the political pressures it faces. Emil Bove, a senior official at the Justice Department, has called for accountability within the FBI, previously demanding the names of the agents as part of an internal review. Meanwhile, acting FBI head Brian Driscoll provided a list of involved agents to the Justice Department, stressing that the information is sensitive for law enforcement. This ongoing debate highlights the tension between transparency and the safety of law enforcement personnel, leaving us to wonder about the future of public trust in both the FBI and the Justice Department.
Endural Industries pursues major funding round. Endural Industries, a leader in defense technology founded by Palmer Luckey in 2017, is seeking a new funding round that could elevate its valuation to an impressive $28 billion. The founder's fund, led by tech mogul Peter Thiel, is expected to drive this initiative, potentially raising up to $2.5 billion. Endural focuses on self-operating technologies, creating advanced drones and artificial intelligence systems that enhance military missions. Their recent launch, the Lattice for Mission Autonomy, allows teams of autonomous systems to work together effectively under human oversight. This funding discussion underscores the rising interest in defense innovations as global security challenges grow. The potential investment represents a significant step toward advancing autonomous defense capabilities, which could reshape military operations and strengthen national security.
Italian government under scrutiny over Paragon spyware allegations. Italy is under intense scrutiny due to its ties with Paragon, an Israeli spyware company, following serious allegations of misuse. Former Prime Minister Matteo Renzi insists that those responsible for the scandal must be held accountable. The controversy deepened when Meta's WhatsApp revealed that the spyware targeted several users, including two Italians critical of current Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. The Italian government confirmed that seven mobile phone users were affected, but firmly denied any illegal hacking, calling for an investigation. However, reports from The Guardian and Hearts indicate that Paragon cut ties with Italy, expressing doubt about the government's claims. Opposition leaders, including Elie Schlein of the Democratic Party, are demanding greater transparency. Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini suggested that internal conflicts within intelligence services may have contributed to the issue, although he later retracted his statement. This situation raises important questions about civil liberties and government accountability, as the implications for Italy's relationship with technology companies like Paragon continue to unfold.
EU considers changes to defense spending rules. European Union governments are exploring changes to fiscal rules that dictate defense spending, driven by the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. The goal is to redefine defense investment, allowing nations to boost military expenditures without penalties for borrowing too much. As Russia's war in Ukraine continues, security concerns are rising across Europe. U.S. President Donald Trump has urged European countries to meet NATO's defense spending target of 2% of their gross domestic product. Many EU nations struggle to achieve this due to strict financial regulations. A proposal from Poland, which currently holds the rotating EU presidency, argues that the definition of defense spending is too narrow. It suggests including not just military equipment, but also infrastructure that serves both civilian and military needs. This broader approach could give EU countries the flexibility to strengthen their military capabilities against evolving threats. These discussions mark a significant shift in priorities for EU nations as they adapt to a changing security landscape.
Elon Musk restructures U.S. government agencies. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, is making waves by restructuring U.S. government agencies, starting with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, known as CFPB, in Washington, D.C. This marks a significant shift in how consumer financial products are managed, and the U.S. former President Donald Trump has appointed Musk to tackle waste and inefficiencies in federal agencies. Trump has voiced strong support for Musk's plans, stating that no agency is off limits for restructuring. The CFPB has faced criticism for its role, and Musk has suggested it may need to be eliminated due to overlap with other agencies. Meanwhile, the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, is also undergoing changes, with a recent court ruling protecting 2,200 employees from layoffs. Over 65,000 federal workers have accepted buyout offers from the Trump administration, which aims to reduce the federal workforce of about 2.3 million. This downsizing has raised concerns among labor unions and opposition Democrats about its impact on essential government services. As these changes unfold, the implications for federal oversight and public service delivery could be significant. What does this mean for the future of government services?
Trudeau responds to Trump's comments on Canada. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada recently reacted to U.S. President Donald Trump's controversial suggestion that Canada could become part of the United States. Trudeau labeled this a serious issue, especially given Canada's rich natural resources. In a crucial meeting in Toronto with business and labor leaders, he warned about the economic risks posed by Trump's threats of tariffs on Canadian goods. With most of Canada's exports going to the U.S., the country faces significant vulnerabilities. Trudeau also tackled the issue of fentanyl smuggling, noting that only a small fraction of fentanyl in the U.S. originates from Canada. This discussion underscores the ongoing strains in U.S.-Canada relations, fueled by trade disputes and differing political priorities. As Canada seeks to expand its trade partnerships, Trudeau's remarks serve as a reminder of the delicate balance in these relations and the potential consequences of political rhetoric. What could this mean for the future of trade between the two nations?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.